We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Thank heaven for our beautiful world.
For the birds that soar in the immense sky.
For the precious flora that adorns our earth in an exquisite array of colours.
For the awe-inspiring and majestic sceneries.
And for all the amazing animals, our co-inhabitants. That generously share their beauty and unconditional love.
Blessed are we to be guests on this magnificent planet.
In deep gratitude, may all creations thrive in peace and dignity under the merciful grace and protection of our Creator.
Health conscious viewers, and welcome to Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Join us 24 hours a day and 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astra 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland, and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2, Africa Intelsat 10 Ku band and Intelsat 10 C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia Intelsat 10 C band, ABS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S. North America Galaxy 19. Central and South America, HispSat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 30 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs. In Colombia, in Bogota, Channel 44 on Villa Visión de Villa Mayor. In Paraguay, in Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguazu, Channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguazu. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. In Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná. In Cameroon, Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. And Channel 57 on Medium Network Service, or MNS. In Mongolia, in Hav Province, Channel 21 on Han Elte Cable TV. In Edenet City, Channel Z26 on Elha Tengger Cable TV. And Channel 50 on Himor Cable TV. In Suk Bater, Seleng Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darkhan Ul Province, Channel 8 on Darkhan Broadcasting System. In Elha, Channel 14 in the capital city of Ulaanbaatar. Supervision's Channel 47 and Orange Cable Company's Channel 65. In Hutush on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gun Narin. In Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia. In the Netherlands, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. In Formosa or Taiwan, on Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. Channel 35 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 108 on Xinhe Cable TV, Yangchiaoda Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. Also in Taipei County, Channel 97 on Mangrove Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 96 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 108 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 100 on Dongya Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. And in Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Ningcheng Cable TV.
You can also visit us online at www.suprememastertv.com, featuring high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast. We have subtitles for all shows, currently up to 42 languages, are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, the United Nations recognizes Norway as the best place to live. In health news, American researchers examine the benefits of meditation for cancer patients. In humanitarian news, physicians in Sierra Leone are linked by satellite to their colleagues in India. Please stay tuned to find out all this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, November 19th, is Monaco's National Day, celebrated on St. Rainier of Pisa's Day in honor of His Serene Highness, Prince Rainier III, the 31st member of the House of Grimaldi, to lead Monaco. A Thanksgiving Mass, treats for the children and the elderly, and an evening at the opera are all part of the activities of this occasion. Monaco, located in Western Europe, has a long history of advocating for the environment. In 2006, His Serene Highness Prince Albert II, the current Chief of State, established the Prince Albert II of Monaco Foundation. This organization works to protect the Earth by supporting countries around the globe in their efforts to preserve the ecosphere and develop sustainable energies. We wish the environmentally conscious citizens of Monaco a marvelous National Day.
Flying News, Supreme Master Ching Hai International Association Relief News Update from Indonesia. On November 8th, torrential rains in Palopo district of Sulawesi Island triggered a mudslide burying 20 homes and claiming 14 lives. Early the next day, central Indonesia was struck by a powerful 6.7 magnitude quake, centered 28 kilometers southwest of Rabah, in the West Nusa Tenggara province, which was felt in the nearby resort island of Lombok. At least two people perished and over 82 others were injured, as homes, two schools, and a health clinic were severely damaged. On November 10th, Supreme Master Ching Hai requested that our Native Association members check to see if any urgent help was needed and offer comfort to the afflicted. While sending her condolences and prayers, she added that funds for reimbursement would be available. As Supreme Master Ching Hai frequently requests updates, the following is our Indonesian Association Relief Team's report, sent via Foreign Group.
November 13th, 2009. Most Benevolent Master, regarding landslide and earthquake in Indonesia. We are very grateful for Master's loving condolences and prayers for the victims. Both situations are under control right now. The local governments, army, police and search and rescue teams had already set up temporary camps with health services for the victims who resided in unstable areas. Food and other daily supplies are enough for a few more days. The roads, once blocked because of landslides, are opened again. The government will relocate the victims to a safer place as soon as possible. As the urgent needs are already satisfied, our relief work is not needed at this moment. If there is further need, we will carry out immediately. We thank Master for her caring attention and offer to Indonesia, which brings much needed blessing to the victims. With much love, Association members from Jakarta, Indonesia.
We thank Supreme Master Ching Hai for allowing us to share these details with our global viewers and our association's foreign group for providing this report. Our appreciation, Indonesian local governments and all personnel, for your prompt actions to provide relief to the afflicted people. We are grateful to Supreme Master Ching Hai for her kind-hearted support for those in need, and also thank our association's relief team for their efforts to help. May calamities as these be lessened through humanity's more considerate, earth-stabilizing lifestyles.
Landslide takes lives in China. On Monday morning, a massive landslide spanning 20,000 square meters, attributed to weakened soil, swept over five rural homes in Zhongyang County of northern China's Shaanxi province. Some 300 rescue workers worked through the night to clear the debris. By Tuesday morning, there were 23 confirmed fatalities, the victims being migrant coal mine workers and their young children. Fortunately, there are at least two survivors. Our gratefulness, rescuers, for your tireless endeavors to save the landslide victims. As we send our sincere condolences to all who have lost loved ones, We pray that such tragedies may soon subside as our increased stewardship balances the ecosphere.
Earthquakes shake Chile, the US and Canada. On Monday, the northern Chilean regions of Arica Parinacota and Tarapacá were jolted by a 5.3 magnitude tremor centered 47 miles north of Iquique. That same day, a magnitude 2.5 quake followed a 3.0 tremor 2 days earlier just outside of Choctaw in Oklahoma State, USA. The following day, people on Queen Charlotte Islands off the western coast of Canada's British Columbia were shaken by a 6.5 magnitude tremor, followed several minutes later by a 5.7 aftershock. Fortunately, there were no reports of damage or injury in any of the earthquakes. We are relieved to hear of the welfare of those in the quake-shaken regions. May our world soon be free of such potential disasters as more people transition to gentler, eco-stabilizing ways.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even travelling great distance on unfavourable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
Alcohol Action being launched in New Zealand. This new organisation is calling for effective change in alcohol regulations, along with promoting awareness of the links between alcohol and health, violence and crime. Medical spokesperson, Professor Doug Selman from the University of Otago in Christchurch, New Zealand, is giving lectures over the next 10 weeks to help the public become better informed. He said, there are many things about alcohol that consumers have the right to know, such as the fact that it can cause cancer and damage the brain, and what exactly low-risk drinking is, things the industry keeps very quiet about. Professor Selman and Alcohol Action New Zealand, our heartfelt thanks for this initiative to raise awareness of the detriments of alcohol consumption. Blessed be such endeavours as yours in helping people lead clear-minded, intoxicant-free lives.
Link between alcohol consumption and cancer clarified. It has long been known that drinking alcohol is associated with increased risk of cancer, and researchers at Rush University Medical Center in Chicago have now identified a cellular pathway that helps explain the link. According to study co-author Dr. Christopher Forsyth, alcohol intake initiates certain processes inside the cell that are involved in the formation of aggressive forms of cancer. The research also revealed that alcohol activates a growth factor required by the cancer cells once they are formed. Dr. Forsyth and colleagues, we appreciate your research revealing more about alcohol's dangerous link to cancer. We look forward to the day when people everywhere live in vibrant, intoxicant-free health.
Benefits of alcohol bans. Stroke risk reduced by 50% by quitting smoking and restricting alcohol consumption, along with more exercise and higher fruit and vegetable intake.
Researchers in Spain find that alcohol-free beer reduces cholesterol levels, along with other potential heart benefits, without any of the risks associated with alcohol consumption.
Financial savings. A Canadian study estimates alcohol intervention programs could save 880 lives and $1 billion U.S. dollars every year.
Mortality. A 10% decline in vodka sales resulted in a significant decrease in alcohol-related deaths in Russia in 1 year.
Exercising, drinking less alcohol, eating fruits and vegetables, and not smoking extends life expectancy by 14 years.
Cancer. A World Cancer Research Fund study finds reducing meat and alcohol consumption decreases cancer risk.
Other illnesses. The brain's regeneration and performance are increased once alcohol consumption ceases. Alcoholic hepatitis patients can gain complete recovery if the patient gives up alcohol and has a good diet. Bodybuilding.com states that bodybuilders who refrain from alcohol consumption experience benefits in terms of muscle gain, hydration, recovery, metabolism, and mental focus.
Social implications. A New Zealand liquor ban resulted in 98% less liquor offenses, as well as a reduction in other crimes. Research in New Mexico, USA shows that Sunday bans on alcohol sales resulted in fewer collisions and traffic casualties. Alcohol-related crimes dropped by 15% following an alcohol ban in Aberystwyth, UK. an alcohol ban becomes permanent on the jetty area of Coffs Harbour City, Australia, due to its success in reducing crime.
Youth. In the U.S. state of Florida, raising the legal drinking age from 18 to 21 significantly reduced auto accident-related fatalities. A voluntary ban of alcohol sales to youth under 21 in the U.K.'s Marske Village is made permanent as crime and antisocial behavior is reduced. An alcohol ban in U.S. colleges helps overall alcohol abstention and reduces bouts of drunkenness and secondhand effects of drinking.
Plus more.
For more information, please visit suprememastertv.com/harms-benefits-flyer.
Save our planet on the power of simple choices. As the world's meat consumption levels doubled since the 1960s, so did the demand for a solution to the deplorable environmental harms of the farmed animal industry. The United Nations Food and Agriculture Organization had projected in 2006 that concerns would range over time from lesser to more serious issues such as pollution, climate change, and loss of biodiversity.
Dignitaries gathered at the November 16th International Conference in Orizaba, Veracruz, Mexico, addressed these already gravest concerns as they spoke to the theme of SOS, a quick action to stop global warming. In a speech, His Excellency Mr. Alonso Dominguez Ferraez, Coordinator of Environment of the State of Veracruz, emphasized the importance of consumers' lifestyle choices to overcoming global warming.
Una visión ecologista o ambientalista de la economía permite echar por los suelos esa pseudoteoría que el reducir los consumos materiales y energéticos implica la disminución del bienestar. Invito a todos ustedes a que empecemos a actuar. Cambiemos hábitos de consumo, de alimentación, de compras, de estilo de vida, por uno que nos lleve a ganar nuestra batalla contra el cambio climático.
Upon the invitation of Environment Coordinator Dominguez Ferraz and the request of the Mexican government, honored guest Supreme Master Ching Hai shared her perspectives via video conference. She spoke in particular about overcoming obstacles such as the meat industry's strong lobbying practices to make the needed dietary shift away from animal products.
It has been well hidden from our view the truth about the cruelty and damages of animal raising to our health and our planet. And the products that come out of the factories destroy our health in many ways, like type 2 diabetes, which, by the way, is the number one cause of death in Mexico, obesity, cancer, etc., etc. The list goes on. But even though the corporate entities are politically powerful, we have many effective tools to achieve what we need. That is, animal-free food production and animal-free consumption. And no one can prevent us doing what's right for our lives and that of our planet. We just stop using, eating, buying animal products, then these corporates will just disappear in no time. So the power is in our hand.
We thank Mr. Domingos Ferraez, Veracruz State, and the Mexican government, as well as all other participants of this conference, for your voiced concerns and efforts. We extend our appreciation to Supreme Master Ching Hai for imbuing humankind with the courage we need to use our greatest power of free choice. May all faithful world citizens make the choice for life and love by quickly becoming organic vegans. Please tune in to Supreme Master Television's Words of Wisdom for the full rebroadcast of this live event at a later date with multi-language subtitles.
The same can be said of the relationship between our two countries.
Save our planet. US and China agree to encourage climate change accord in Copenhagen. As part of his first state tour of Asia, United States President Barack Obama visited China, where he met on Tuesday, November 17th, with President Hu Jintao and discussed goals for reducing greenhouse gas emissions.
The United States and China are the world's two largest emitters of greenhouse gases that is causing the planet to warm.
The two leaders concurred on their commitment to a comprehensive plan at the December United Nations Climate Change Conference in Copenhagen. Both presidents also agreed on a settlement in Denmark that would require set emission goals for industrialized nations, along with assistance for developing countries in adapting to climate change.
President Obama stated, "Our aim, in support of what Prime Minister Rasmussen of Denmark is trying to achieve, is not a partial accord or a political declaration, but rather an accord that covers all of the issues in the negotiations and one that has immediate operational effect."
Between myself and President Hu, together the United States and China can show leadership. Because I will tell you, other countries around the world will be waiting for us. They will watch to see what we do. And if they say, the United States and China, they're not serious about this, then they won't be serious either. That is the burden of leadership that both of our countries now carry. And my hope is that the more discussion and dialogue that we have, the more we are able to show this leadership to the world on these many critical issues.
Their two heads of state also signed cooperative agreements in low-carbon technology and spoke of other matters such as trade, Tibet, human rights, and Iran. President Hu later described their discussions as candid, constructive, and very fruitful. On Wednesday, the last day of his visit, President Obama went to the legendary Great Wall, where he reflected on his admiration for the Chinese civilization and the ancient history of the people.
Truly, this is a nation that encompasses both a rich history and a belief in the promise of the future.
Our respectful accolades, Your Excellencies, on your cordial meeting and shared commitment towards an effective plan to halt climate change. Wishing your countries flourishing relations as all world leaders come together in making wise and compassionate decisions to save our planet.
Save our planet. Immense flooding could be imminent from volcanic glaciers. This, according to Dr. Andy Russell, a scientist at Newcastle University of the United Kingdom, who has been studying the melting effects of glaciers located atop volcanoes. In evaluating one such glacier in Iceland, the Mýrdalsjökull, Dr. Russell said that such eruptions have happened before and could happen again within decades, striking parts of Europe with tsunamis and massive flooding.
He stated, "We are realizing that meltwater can find its way out of glaciers much more quickly than previously thought. We are looking at the possibility of a flow the size of the Amazon being released within less than an hour, and that doesn't give people much time to get out of the way."
Our thanks, Dr. Russell and team, for these significant findings. May we quickly work to prevent such disastrous changes by adopting earth-saving, compassionate ways of living, including the vegan diet.
Ever concerned for our planetary welfare, Supreme Master Ching Hai addressed these tolls of global warming during an August 2008 video conference with our Canadian Association members.
The time of disappearing of the ice means also the spelling of trouble for our planet. Of course, it would be better if we already saved the planet before the ice melted. But as it is, we can only do the best we can and trying to inform everybody to save themselves by being vegetarian. If the ice melt quicker, then of course we have shorter time to save the planet. But nevertheless, because people are joining a vegetarian diet, we still can manage to save the world.
Save our planet. The capital city of Bhuvaneshwar in Orissa State, India, records the highest temperature in over 50 years at 37.6 degrees Celsius, which is a full 7 degrees above normal.
Save our planet. To protect the rare Brutus whales inhabiting the Hauraki Gulf in New Zealand that now may number as few as 50, ships are being asked to slow and look for the whales to prevent collisions.
We are two of the stars of Supreme Master Ching Hai's number one international bestseller, The Noble Wilds.
Gideon and I are both following a plant-based diet. We have a tip to share on animal companions.
If you are thinking about adopting a rabbit, please check first if your local animal shelter has any beautiful bunnies that are in need of homes.
Also, it's a good idea to read about what a rabbit needs, so you'll have everything ready when you bring your loving, bouncy friend into the family.
Thank you for watching, and thanks for being veg, going green, and saving the planet.
Here's the weather around the world.
In world news, Norway is ranked the best place to live by United Nations Index. The UN Development Program rated 182 countries, determining the top nations in the world to reside, according to factors such as life expectancy, literacy, and gross domestic product, or GDP, per person. Australia and Iceland were designated second and third. China moved up 7 places from last year due to education, income, and life expectancy improvements. Our congratulations, Norway and other countries, on this fine recognition. May all thrive in peace and plentitude under heaven's grace.
In health news, American researchers look at the benefits of meditation. A pilot study at the University of Utah, USA, will focus on the positive effect that meditation has on sleep disorders of cancer patients. Dr. David Lipschitz, who is co-conducting the study, stated that previous research has shown that meditation is very helpful in treating physical symptoms. He said, "Giving doctors the option of evidence-based treatments will provide both them and their patients with alternatives that can complement what their patients receive in regular care." Our thankfulness, Dr. David Lipschitz and colleagues, for your dedication to people receiving the best health care. May all individuals be blessed with peace of mind and vibrant well-being. Coming up, Sierra Leone and Indian hospitals are connected by satellite. We'll take a quick stroll in nature and be right back. More gracious news when we return on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, happy news for a radiant world. In humanitarian news, a satellite connection joins doctors in Sierra Leone and India. Telemedicine will make it possible for physicians at the Connaught Hospital in Freetown, Sierra Leone, to send x-rays and other medical data to hospitals in India that have better facilities. In addition, Indian doctors will be able to share their valued medical opinions. The initiative, funded by India, is part of a larger Pan-African telemedicine plan. The project will also offer the advantage of rural areas of Sierra Leone being able to link up with medical facilities in Freetown. What a wonderful use of technology. Our sincere appreciation, India, and heaven bless your generous plan. May it assist many people in deriving great benefits from expert medical attention.
Let's enjoy a joke told in Portuguese entitled Elevator Troubles.
Logo após nossa companhia de alta tecnologia ter se mudado para um novo edifício, tivemos problemas com os elevadores. Um gerente ficou preso entre os andares e, após algumas batidas na porta, finalmente atraiu a atenção. Seu nome foi anotado e o resgate prometido. Levou 2 horas antes do mecânico do elevador chegar e tirar o gerente. Quando ele retornou para sua mesa, ele encontrou esta anotação do seu eficiente secretário. A pessoa do elevador chamou e estará aqui em 2 horas.
And now for our viewers' heartline about the global warming crisis.
We tend to exploit our resources for the mere satisfaction of our concocted lifestyles. People defend their likes and dislikes in taste, even with wars. Changing our lifestyles is the only way to survive this crisis. Kakudmi from Croatia.
Insightful Kakudmi, thank you for your comment. It's a small change in our eating habits. Just switch from meat to veg, and many resources on the planet can be saved. Please share this information with the wonderful people of your nation. With divine blessings to you and your Croatian co-citizens.
Do you have a heartline today? We would be delighted to hear your heartlines and stories from your area. You can send them to heartline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit www.suprememastertv.com/heartline. Thank you for your company on Noteworthy News.
May the light and love of Providence guide your path.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
Leaders from the 21 countries comprising the Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation, or APEC, Forum create a declaration to further more open exchange, along with pledging a new economic model based on cooperation.
The European Commission donates $75,000 to Haiti for a rapid vaccination campaign to control a recent diphtheria outbreak.
More than 1,000 Taoists from around the world gathered in China's famous Changchun Taoist Temple in the city of Wuhan to witness the inauguration of Wu Changjin, China's first female Taoist abbot.
Restaurant chefs in the United Kingdom report a growing demand for vegetarian meals as people become vegetarians and flexitarians who want to reduce meat consumption for the environment.
After the truck of Mr. Jack Cooper of Utah, USA flipped and he was pinned inside the burning vehicle, an unnamed Good Samaritan friend came to the rescue, freeing him from danger and saving his life.
His Majesty King Mohammed VI of Morocco inaugurates 2 centers valued at $1.2 million in Fez, the country's spiritual capital, one for children with special needs and one to serve the community.
As part of an anti-binge drinking campaign, the city of Paris, France, launches a contest inviting youth to create a fictional mini-horror movie depicting its severe harm.
Scientists at the University of Edinburgh in Scotland, UK, develop a type of bacteria that changes colour when in contact with chemicals leaked by buried explosives, thus providing an affordable way to locate landmines safely.
The Art and Cultural Organization of Tehran Municipality in Iran is starting a mobile program utilizing buses that travel to different locations to invite public participation in sports and free activities for families.
South Korean President Lee Myung-bak and Chilean President Michelle Bachelet renew an agreement and pledge to improve existing free trade between their countries.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.